Good morning. My guest this morning is Gordon Yasmin from the Sebastopol Senior Center. Good morning, Gordon.
Good morning, Roland.
So the Sebastopol Senior Center is featuring these days, I should say, I guess, a class or what would you call it?
It's both a class and an ongoing support group.
Uh-huh. People who want to do their memoirs, want to write down their life story to get it down for the grandkids to read it and say, look what Grandpa did in 1941.
Right. Well, let me explain, Roland.
Sure, sure.
We've all got stories, especially when we get into older ages. And in the end, what is life but stories?
Right.
So stories are of value to your children, grandchildren, survivors, friends, posterity, whatever. And telling better stories is an even higher gift. And writing the stories out is a way to make them better stories and keep them telling even if you're not there. So memoirs are essentially written stories. They're a value to oneself, and memoirs are not just for the famous. In fact, the unfamous need them even more.
Absolutely.
I didn't say infamous.
Right. But those too.
Yeah, they get theirs. So we are all worthy of memoirs. We all need memoirs for our own well-being in today. It's a way of digesting our experiences. It's a way of getting perspective, because it's true that in hindsight is 2020. It is perspective. It's a way of buoying up our self-esteem, healing past regrets, and nurturing a healthy memory, which we are all fussing about today.
So what you're calling this is a life list.
Yes. I have developed a technique of writing out memoirs in a very different and much easier way than has been done in the past. Uh-huh. In fact, many people who attempt to write their memoirs get quickly bogged down and lose track. So the method that I've developed is called life lists. And it is done in short increments of time. And with it, you will never again wonder what to write about. You will never face an empty page.
Wow.
It will complement instead of combating how your memory works. You'll know where to find and file what you write. And you'll never worry about chronology again.
Wow.
In your life story.
That's impressive. I have had numerous conversations with people who appear from my past about just exactly what happened in that past.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So it can be done in but scraps of time.
Uh-huh.
Some of the fallacies that people have about writing memoirs that get in their way are avoided. First, that it has to be in a beautiful book. It doesn't. First, that it has to have only worthy entries. There's a space for everything. That it has to be well written, that it ever has to be finished, that it has to be published, that it has to be read, and that it has to be written in prose.
Oh, interesting. What an interesting idea.
Yeah, so I really mean it when I say life uh-huh. lists.
So how do you sign up for this?
Very easy. You show up.
Oh, that's it.
It's free okay. and open to all ages. It's actually sponsored by the Santa Rosa Junior College Older Adults Program, I teach it at the Sebastopol Senior Center.
This is Tuesdays, 1:30 to 4,
uh-huh.
at the Sebastopol Area Senior Center, which is on 167 North High Street, right next door to the public library in
Correct.
Sebastopol. For information, 829-2440 is a good phone number. SebastopolSeniorCenter.org. Gordon, thanks for coming in and telling us
about
it.
Fine. And my phone number, 829-1549.
Great. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.